Declan, they say never go back for a second spell at a club, and that's obviously lies now.
Well, my heart's not telling me that at the moment, my blood pressure's not telling me that, but listen, it's a club that's close to my heart. It's a club I've supported all my life, and when Derry City comes knocking on the door, you don't turn it down. So, just over the moon with that for the players, for the rest of the staff at the club, for the office staff, for the council staff at work here, and the people that's travelled all right throughout Ireland with us this year, we're just over the moon. But, you know, it's a special club, special people involved in it. And, you know, as a football club, we represent our people, and we fight. We fight for our people. Our people fight for the city, and you know they've dug us through in games this year where we found it very difficult, and ultimately we've got the job done tonight.
You brought in a mountain of ex-players, ex-Derry City players, to help you in the background, and you've relied on them so much, and you praise them so much.
Brilliant.
Not that you couldn't have done it without them, but having boys who've been here before, played for the club and know what it's about, obviously rubs off on the new guys.
It definitely does. Look, the people we brought to the club are legends, in my opinion, of the club. People that have served their time as players, but magnificent people. People that have a lot to offer coming back. They've spent a lot of time getting coaching awards and qualifications. So, you know, it's good people here. The secret to me and any successful team building exercise is get good people. When you've good people, you've half a chance. And, you know, if you work as hard as these guys do, then obviously success should come. But, you know, tonight it was about courage as well. It was about, you know, soaking up the criticism. We talk on Tuesday night. And that's the one thing about these guys all year. They've took our defeats on the chin and came back for a wee bit more. So I'll never, ever question their attitude or their application. But I think it's testimony tonight. It's not about me. It's not about just the players. It's about the whole working environment at the football club. And that's the most pleasing aspect. When I sit back and reflect in the next couple of days, I just think it's like a well-oiled machine, this place this year. Everybody's pulling in the one direction, and the positivity from the place has been magnificent. And that's from the supporters to the very, very youngest player.
Your training camp at the Isle of Man must seem like a million years ago.
It was it's that far back I can't even remember. But, you know, when we were in Isle of Man, we had 12 players, brought the rest of the youths with us. That was about four weeks before the season started. So we had 12 senior players and the rest were kids. So, you know, we've invested, the club have invested in facilities for us down in the unit where we meet every day in the gym. You know, the chairman has been a huge supporter of this football club for a long, long time. And tonight it's about all those people as well. The effort and energy that's went on behind the scenes is as important as the effort and energy that's went on the pitch tonight.